You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. There's a blizzard forecast just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. AAA says about 2.2 million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles between Friday and January 2nd. That would be more than 72,000 more people than last year. Those travelers run the risk of being stranded by several inches of blowing snow and life-threatening wind chills. The Palace Theater in the Wisconsin Dells is abruptly shutting its doors and canceling all upcoming performances. A social media post made the announcement without offering any explanation. Some customers are left with useless tickets. They're being told to ask for refunds or contact their credit card companies. In sports, Marquette lost to Providence last night 103-98. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
Once in Wisconsin. Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What?
Bobby!" He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Two red tags and 15% off three at Warner Stallion's year-end clearance.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake in the cold tundra of the Twin Cities. The wind's blowing, the snow's blowing, I'm in the house, and Wendy made a two-story hut for our little animals out and back. So we're ready to go here. This is Native Roots Radio, and we talk about Native issues and Native issues or human issues, and human issues are Native issues, Ogama.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, you know, in this episode of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count, and we have a Little Moments Count show today. Here we have a segment with Barb Faber, and we also are going to check in with the Res reporter and see what's going on up in the deep north, and I know he's got a show either tonight or tomorrow night. We'll have to check into that. He's nationwide, and I just thought I'd get him on here and to support him and his comedy group, and maybe go back and forth with a few jokes. Oh,
yeah, I think he's actually performing at Hinckley Casino tonight in north central Minnesota. He was talking about taking the stage and then coming to join us just afterward tonight. So really looking forward to hearing our Res report as we come into this storm. Because this is going to be another storm for the books, right, Robert?
Yes, they said this is a storm of the century again. So every other week we get one of those storm of the century. So
yeah, climate change is a thing, people. So it doesn't just mean warming temperatures. It also means more, dare I say, violent weather. Because this wind does not feel like it's trying to kiss your face. That's for sure.
Angry weather.
Angry weather, yes. Very angry weather.
So, hey, without any further ado, let's go to Ogama with Native news that you don't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Hey, Buju, Anin, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe. I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I'm here with some news for you on Native Roots Radio. I wanted to let everybody know, for those of you who are intending to go to college or sending youth to college in the next couple of years, the American Indian College Fund has received a $38 million grant from the Lilly Endowment, Inc. to support efforts to strengthen tribal colleges and universities and improve educational attainment for American Indian and Alaska Native students. The grant is funding a program called Culture at the Heart, an Indigenous approach to enrollment and retention, and the program's going to be implemented over 5 years to increase the American Indian and Alaska Native student enrollment, retention, and graduation rates at 25 tribal colleges and universities which serve Native communities. They will also receive critical and culturally based skills and experience that they need to graduate and serve their communities in healthcare, environmental science, business, law, education, and more. So very excited about that fund being expanded. This came in from the Native News Online's staff page. Today, right now, there's some statistics in here. About 15.4% of American Indian or Alaska Native people under age 25 have received a bachelor's degree or higher, which is less than half of the national average, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. So they're really looking to bring that at least on par, or have Native people, be higher than the average standard for our young people under age 25. Right, Robert?
Yeah, it's a crisis, and if you're not at the table, and if you're not being an educator or working in a bank or doing anything in a mainstream, we need to have representation. So yeah, definitely.
Exactly. And Robert, I know we had talked last week a little bit, and I think maybe even a little bit before, about the Lakota Nation Invitational, which is held in Rapid City, South Dakota every year. And it's a Native basketball, educational, and cultural tournament. And two hotels in Rapid City, South Dakota, the Residence Inn and the Fairfield Inn and Suites, both of which are owned by Marriott Hotels, the Tuesday morning ahead of the Lakota Nation Invitational, they both listed rates at $2,000 or more, with taxes and fees included. Front desk at the Residence Inn said the rate was $2,353 per night, and said that it was not a typo, and he was checking with his manager to verify the rate. The organizer of the Lakota Nation Invitational said he was really surprised that those two hotels were charging more than $2,000 per night during the event. The event took place December 13th through 17th at the convention center there in Rapid City, and obviously nobody can afford that, and they didn't know why they would want to do that. And the L&I director, Brian Brewer, said maybe they don't want our business. And he had planned to call local tourism officials to see if they could help get the hotels to adjust their rates. It's pretty common that Rapid City and the nearby towns actually raise their rates a little bit during the tournament, because it provides an economic boost to Rapid City hotels and food industry, but they usually don't raise their rates more than $250 a night, according to Brewer. And he thought that he brought up the issue of the hotels raising their rates with the city and local tourism officials in the past, and had been told, like, basically referred to the corporate offices for those hotels. So, you know, it's just one of those things where people are encountering hostile and sometimes outright discriminatory behaviors and business practices in Rapid City. It's the second most populous area in South Dakota, and the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against a local hotel for denying services to Native people earlier this year in October. And it's really frustrating that we continue to see that. And then the NDN Collective is suing the Grand Gateway Hotel in South Dakota for its racist practices. So there is several hotels that are dealing with this. And, you know, this is kind of an ongoing story that I'm sure we'll have some more updates for later. And I just want to give a shout out to Indians.com and the writer, Kevin Aberask, who posted this on last Tuesday, December 13th. And I happened to miss it. But Robert, I mean, can you believe it? Like 1,000 people and they're trying to charge $2,000 a night. I mean, they're obviously not going to get that rate. So theoretically, the reason they're charging a rate that high is so that they don't get people who are Native to stay at the hotel. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. And we saw that when we were doing, we were going to Standing Rock at all the hardware stores and things like that. When we were staying at Standing Rock, that they were jacking their prices up for things that we needed in camp. And yeah, this is something that is blatant, and it's in a red state. So it's welcomed by white settlers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really ongoing and frustrating, I think, that these kind of practices are still happening. I mean, you know, what year is it, right? But also take a look at who we just had leave the presidency at the last. Anyway, let's move on. I do want to warn people who might be listening nationally to us. The Navajo Nation Police and the Phoenix Police Department are actually warning people, especially tribal communities, about recruiters in the Phoenix area. They are experiencing this weird situation where they have reported that there's recruiters in various areas like outdoor markets, and they're picking up people who are walking on the side of the road as well. And they've been traced to what they believe is a sober home or a group home. And one of the police sergeants who spoke with KSUT, and this was reposted on ICT.com, they realized that there was just, you know, the usual amount of arrests they had in the weekend, just were lower. And they've traced them down, they believe, to a group called Blue Sapphire Group Home. And currently, anybody in the Phoenix area or Window Rock area in Arizona is advised to not get into vehicles with individuals they do not know, even for a short ride. If you have any tips, call the FBI or the Navajo Nation Police.
Hey, thanks, Ogama, with the news. Up next, Barb Favor, and we are going to be talking a little Indigenous visioning and tribal child care and licensing and some good stuff. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative working to to educate people on the importance of the first 1,000 days of life for our littlest relatives. You can find out more at littlemomentscount.org. And I just want to let everybody know that they have this really awesome texting program. You can text a number, and they can also text you with Lakota, Dakota traditional things as well. So make sure you head over to littlemomentscount.org. And we're really happy to have Barb Favor here in collaboration with them.
Welcome, Barb. How's it going?
Bonjour. It's going great. How about you?
Pretty good. Just really cold, you know, talking about the weather and the wind and, you know, the Minnesota stuff's happening here in the Twin Cities. And so we're hunkered down here, but it's great to have you on. And, you know, before the kind of the end of the year here now, we're heading the holiday season. But, you know, I want to jump into this because I know our time's limited with you, and we have the Res reporter on next, which we're really excited to talk to. And, you know, the Indigenous Visioning that you own and run, can you tell us a little bit about tribal licensing that you guys are campaigning and starting right now?
Sure, happy to share. So in my experience, I've created a tribal child care licensing program that was hugely successful and has, and I've also worked with other tribes on their tribal child care licensing, throughout United States and Indian Country, throughout the states themselves, we're facing a child care crisis. We have been for many years. While there are lots of things that we can do to help support child care, this is one thing that tribes can do pretty easily. We need more child care programs within communities so parents can work. You know, and employers are facing shortage of employees, and child care is a large part of the problem. It's not readily available for parents in their own community. And some of the, you know, many, through a few of our initiatives, we've surveyed employers, and they said that child care is a huge issue, and they have a lot of employees. It's one of the top three reasons employees miss work, or they're late, or there's frequent absences. So Indigenous Visioning really wants to work with tribes and support tribes and help them create childcare businesses in their community for their families.
That's exciting. And I know Ogama, where she's at, because I don't know if it's because of COVID or what, but childcare is hard to find everywhere, not just Indian country, right, Ogama?
Yeah, so I don't live near my reservation. I'm about a few hours south of it. I'm closest actually to the Mille Lacs Nation, but I am unable to find adequate or affordable childcare in my area at all. I can't find anything for an infant under 1 year old. Nobody will take an infant under age of one. And then even if they do, I am looking at the only place I can afford being an unlicensed or unrated, basically, home care center, which is, you know, essentially somebody just running a daycare from their home, which is not bad necessarily. And I think a lot of people like that for their children. But if you want to have your child in a place where education and culture is important, then you have to really pay a lot of money for that. And it would negate me or my husband working. Like, we would go to work to pay for the childcare and there would be no money left over. So I know I'm not the only person who's dealing with that, you know, and then we have an older child too that needs care. And even just the aftercare at her school, if we have care from 3 to 5 p.m., 5 days a week, is over $200 a month, which is lower than a lot of the other rates in town, but still, you know, a pretty significant portion of a monthly income. So it's really been, it's been coming for a long time, Barb, and I know you know that. It's even harder in Indian country where you're on a reservation and there's limited options.
Yes, what you said is absolutely 100% right, and you're right. A lot of families are experiencing that, both in on tribal land and in urban communities. So tribal licensing is pretty simple process, and it so it not only brings childcare within the communities, you know, and then families don't have to drive half hour. You know, I've heard of families having to drive an hour to childcare and then come back. You're right, it's very expensive. And there are a lot of programs offered by the tribes and the states that help support child care. There's early childhood scholarships. There's child care assistance, and that's what those programs are there for. And so, just finding child care is, you were absolutely right. It's and so tribes can do that. And, you know, the benefits of them having it in them licensing and monitoring and training and supporting is that they, you know, they can make it a high quality Indigenous. You know, it would be a dream if we could find a way to employ child care providers as employees through the state or through the tribe so that they can have benefits as well. It's a tough job and you don't get benefits, so we need to make it sexier for people to go into childcare, you know. And it is, it's very beneficial. I did childcare for a while, and I managed childcare, and I monitored tribal child care providers. It's a very rewarding career, but we just need to support them and for tribes, you know, license them and monitor them. You know, that's going to help.
Well, it sounds like there is a huge need for this. We're here with Barb Faber and with Indigenous Visioning, and we're talking about, you know, tribal child care licensing and within the communities. And, you know, I just think, you know, if someone that's interested should reach out to you, right? And that's on their tribal land and do that, because there is a huge need, and there's also, you know, money involved too that you could make.
Right. They're small businesses. So for tribes who are trying to have successful economic development, they need childcare, just like they do housing, transportation, and jobs. So childcare is a part of that. And so, you know, just thinking outside the box. So in early 2023, Indigenous Visioning and All Nations Rise are going to put out a national marketing campaign to support tribes to consider doing their own tribal licensing.
Wow, that's exciting. And oh, go ahead, Ogama. I just wanted to make sure Barb lets our listening audience, because we're all over Turtle Island here, 9/11 stations in the civic media and the Twin Cities in Wisconsin. Let them know how they can get a hold of you, and then go ahead, Ogama, with your question.
Sure. Go ahead, Barb. Let's get your contact information on the airwaves, and then I'll ask you my quick question.
Sure. They can reach us. Go to our website at indigenousvisioning.com, and you can fill out a contact form, or my email is pretty simple. It's long, but pretty simple. Barb@indigenousvisioning.com. And my telephone number is 218-280-4372.
Wow, cool. We got another minute here, Barb. It's been really great partnering with you this last few months with all the great things you do with, you know, Little Moments Count. And this is a Little Moments Count feeling, you know, that you're helping our young ones. And we talk about how important it is to be locked in with our own people, our own nations, and it's how great it has been for the parents too. You have any last minute thought here on the great partnership that we've had?
Ogama, did you have a question before I answer that?
You know, I guess I didn't necessarily have a question as much as I had, you know, just a statement that we're sorely lacking in Indigenous young child educators as well, not just child care providers, but educators. And any child care provider is going to be an educator in some way. So if you're listening to this and, you know, the idea of spending your days making children feel safe and happy and comfortable is brings joy to your heart, please reach out to Barb. This is something that our communities really need.
Miigwech, and I hope to hear from you and just to visit and talk about tribal child care.
Wow, and thanks again with all this great information that you've brought us to Native Roots Radio all across Turtle Island. Really, really appreciate you and all the work that you've done for years. So it's been great to learn more about you and all the great work you've done.
Miigwech for your radio station and Little Moments Count. Gigawabamin.
Gigawabamin.
Hi, Juwoni. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, the Res Report.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Most of the country is now bracing for brutal winter weather. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Wind chills will be near zero or in the negative digits by midday on Friday. Temperatures, as we know, likely won't reach 40 degrees across Georgia until Monday afternoon.
President Biden has approved more military aid to Ukraine as he greeted President Zelensky today at the White House.
It's going to take some time to complete the necessary training, but the Patriot Battery will be another critical asset for Ukraine as it defends itself against Russian aggression.
Zelensky's now set to address a joint session of Congress soon. And the panel investigating January 6th will likely release its full final report tomorrow. Congressman Adam Schiff.
Donald Trump committed all of these offenses, and as the Congress itself was the victim of some of them, our democracy, all of them, we had an obligation to report what we knew to the Justice Department.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shah 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner with your headlines. You might be having a tough time finding children's pain relief medicine on store shelves. A jump in respiratory illnesses, especially influenza and RSV in children, has increased demand. WPR reports that Johnson & Johnson says there is not an overall shortage. The empty shelves are simply an indication of very high consumer demand. Health officials say pain relief medicines aren't a cure and are purely there for comfort. Very young infants who are running a fever should be seen by a medical professional. Just as people get ready to head out for the holiday weekend, much of Wisconsin and the Midwest bracing for a big winter storm. The National Weather Service says along with snow, winds will likely be a big issue. Wind gusts Thursday and Friday from 40 to 55 miles an hour. Expect bitterly cold temperatures too, with wind chills between 15 and 25 below zero. You're listening to The Shah, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
So to restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, relatives, just want to let you know that if you need health insurance, MinSure has a plan that covers your family's doctor's visits, prescriptions, and saves you money. You can visit mnsure.org to find free help. Most Minnesotans qualify for some sort of assistance with healthcare. So don't wait. Go to mnsure.org and file for your assistance with healthcare before the end of the year. You got to get it in before open enrollment ends.
Right on. Hey, I am so excited. We have Rob Fairbanks here, the Res reporter, and we've been tracking you around. You've been having shows all over here, all over the Twin Cities. I know you're up north right now, and thank you so much for spending a little time with us tell a few jokes. I got to remind you, because we always, when we have Bobby Wilson on, I always have to remind him that we're live all over the country, because, you know, Bobby likes to swear. And so we're ready, but I just have to warn you, we just got to be cool. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, thanks. Hello, internet world. Can you hear me? I'm not sure about these modern technology here. You know, and it's kind of new. You know, yeah. We were doing Zooms there during the whole quarantine thing, and that was something new. But it actually helped us comedians, you know, all us social media entertainers. You know, it kind of helped give us time to shine. So. I was always awkward because I didn't know if anybody was hearing me because I couldn't hear nobody back and you couldn't hear no laughs. It was different than being in front of a live audience. You know, you say a joke and you couldn't hear nothing. And it was kind of like, okay.
Oh, I could see that being real hard. You don't have that interactiveness with your audience. And we're live on radio, so I guess it's similar here too. You know, you'll hear Robert and I laugh if it's good, yeah. But I mean, you won't hear the rest of the people who are listening in on you laugh. So if you're laughing, make sure you put it in the comments so that he can see it.
Yeah, let me know if I'm bombing or not.
I got the applause going on here for my soundboard.
Yeah, there you go. Even that helps, you know.
Hey, yeah, you know
that one comedian he used to. He used to always say, "Is this thing on? Is this thing on?"
Yeah. Well, Rob, Rez Reporter, we're all over Turtle Island on radio, and we're on 11 stations in Wisconsin. So we got a big following here for Native Roots Radio. Give us a little rundown. I know you and a couple other comedians are kind of on a semi tour. I've noticed here in the last few months.
Yeah, I teamed up with my fellow comedian brother and sister John Roberts. He's from Red Lake, Minnesota, and my sister Trish Cook. She's also from Red Lake, and I'm the only Leech Laker, you know, in the trio. Oh. You know, we're kind of the, you know, comedian trio. I don't know, like the Three Amigos, or you know, I don't know, Three Musketeers. I don't know if we're that heroic, but we're. Yeah, we've been opening up doors, you know, for other comedians, you know, to jump in there in these comedy clubs. I just been super humble or whatever, you know, grateful for the House of Comedy. They've been they're the ones that really opened the door for us and like really gave us a venue to shine and show our craft. We've been there 5 times. Well, we were supposed to be there again tonight, but due to weather, you know, the weather storm, we had to cancel the show due to the roads being, you know, unsafe. And but we've been touring. Yeah, we've been all over. We got to go to Fargo, you know, with open arms. We were in Sioux Falls, you know, and it's just been real humbling just to, you know, for people to welcome us in. And just to see everybody, you know, get together and laugh. And I think that's the, like I said, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And especially around these times and all the stuff going on, you hear so, you know, so much negative stuff going on in the world. Everybody needs a little, you know, a little break from all that. And I think we all need that little break, especially with the day ins and day outs of our life and all the stress that we go through and just, you know, living life. You know, we need to laugh and release, you know, some of that stress. And like I said, yeah, we're fortunate enough that we're bringing our act Indian Way is what we go by, you know, that's spelled N-D-N, you know, Indian Way, you know, and yeah. we're going to be, even though tonight's show got canceled, I was supposed to go, I'm here in Hinckley at the Grand Casino at a Christmas party, as you could tell, and I'm backstage now, and I was supposed to go down there to the Mall of America for tonight's show, but luckily we just had to cancel because it's just too difficult to drive in this kind of weather. But we're gonna be on January 29th, we'll be at the Parkway Theater, which is gonna be a first for us. So I mean, just people reaching out to us, all the different comedy clubs just welcome us in. It's just been a pleasure, and it's just been, like I said, I'm just so grateful to be, you know, be going into these different comedy clubs and for everybody wanting us to come and perform. You know, before it was like, you know, you're trying to let me in, come on, you know,
right.
Let me tell some jokes, let me make you laugh, you know. And I think it's partly because you like you said, partly due to like Bobby Wilson and the 1491s, you know, with their huge success with like the Reservation Dogs on Fox and Hulu, I think that's really given us a voice, you know, as far as Native comedians and entertainers. And like I said, we just, you know, the whole Zoom thing, and just I feel like we're finally starting, our voices starting to make a little noise, you know, and it makes me feel proud to be part of that and to be able to just show, you know, not just the younger generation, but, you know, my peers and anybody else that, you know, may have dreams of, you know, not necessarily be a comedian, but, you know, whether it's entertainment, singing, arts, whatever, you know, just, you know, give them hope, you know, inspire them to pursue their dreams and not to be afraid to dream big, or, you know, show them that it is possible. You know?
Yeah, Rob, how long have you been doing comedy? I know you probably were the class clown like I was. And so what happened to me, Rob, is I ended up becoming a high school teacher because, you know, I couldn't let go. Oh, wow. I couldn't let go of the audience, you know.
Yeah, I've been doing about 8 years now, going on eight. And you wouldn't believe it, but I was pretty shy growing up, you know. As a kid, I was really shy. I didn't, you know, it took me a while. Once I got to know you, then... Once I got comfortable, then I started, the silliness started coming out. But I moved a lot when I was younger, and so I had to have to start over in schools and have to make friends all over. And I started noticing that, like, humor, I could use my humor to, like, you know, break the ice and start, you know. And I started noticing that, you know, when I was making people laugh, I was, you know, mm-hmm. we were starting to bond, and I was gaining more friends, and it was making it easier to make friends when I was moving around like that, as, you know, growing up. So don't believe it, but I always tell them I was really shy, you know, growing up.
Well, when you have more friends, you have more people to borrow money from. Oh,
exactly. You know,
thank you.
Like snack time. What do you got for snacks? Let's barter, you know?
Yeah, we barter. Hey, so your audience, is it a good mix? Is it, you know, one of the things that, people like about Reservation Dogs, we love Reservation Dogs because of the inside jokes. Do you present a lot of inside jokes? So you have the white audience laughing at certain things and the Indians going, yeah, yeah.
You know, when I first started doing these Res Report videos, I just started out doing them just for my friends and my family. And, you know, and I never thought, like, it would go far as it did. I thought it would just, you know, people in the local area would get it, and my friends and families would get it. But I never knew it was going to go viral, you know. And when it did, it surprised me, because I had such a, you know, all different, you know, ethnic backgrounds, all different, you know, professions, and just all over, you know. And I had like 158,000 followers, and I was like, I don't even know 158,000 people, you know. So it just blew my mind, you know.
That's awesome. Hey, before Ogama is going to ask a question, I just heard her take a deep breath. Let people know how they can plug in to find you on social media and your next performances, where people can click in on.
I'm on Facebook. You can check me out on Rob Fairbanks or my Res Report page, which is a community page. Otherwise, I'm on YouTube. You can follow my channel, Rob Fairbanks. I'm also on Instagram, Res Reporter, and on Snapchat, Res Reporter. I'm on TikTok, but I'm not much of a TikToker, so my kids are more of the TikTokers than I am.
That's all right.
You'll have to have them direct for you.
The government's about to shut down TikTok anyway, so that's all right.
Yeah, there you go. Don't let my kids hear you say that.
Yeah.
That'll just crush them. They'll be crying.
Hopefully there'll be something else coming up, because I get a lot of a good... There's a Indian TikTok, meaning your rhythms will take you to certain Native American... and there's some good information out there. And then there's also some good fighting, too, so we like to see that once in a while, as long as I'm not involved.
Yeah, we're all, it's everybody just naturally just wants to, everybody, what's going on? What's going on? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we got a minute here. That's a shootout. If you can, a couple, we got the 29th coming up, and what other dates do you have that we can promote here?
The 28th, I will be at, like I said, we'll be Indian Way. We'll be over in, at the Parkway, which is in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis. It's on 48th in Chicago. That's January 28th. I have some other private things going on. I don't want to jump the guns, but I'm trying to get into the state fair, so I'll be auditioning for them. So hopefully we'll be hearing some more dates coming this summer. Yeah. It's usually around this time of the year, like everybody's getting down, you get to your, like your end of your schedule. And so everybody's like, I got to restart all over. So January right. is usually the mark where you got to start over. So hopefully, like I said, I, you know, cross my fingers, you know, hopefully you'll see me at the state fair this summer.
That would be great. Oh. We just got a store in the state fair, Native Roots Trading Post, this last year. So drop our name. We paid all our bills and did it in good ways. So who? But yeah, that'd be great to have you out there. And you know, I was doing the radio show live out there 5 days a week too. So come on by and say a few jokes. But yeah, that would be great to have you, and so great having you on. And let's make this a semi-annual thing. If you know, this is awesome to have you on, Rob.
Yeah, man, thank you for having me. And like I said, I'm just humbled that anybody wants me anywhere, just wants me.
Yeah. So it's Rob Fairbanks, the Res Reporter, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik, and we'll be right back. Pini Gigi, we'll see you soon.
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org. Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves. Please join Howling for Wolves on Wolf Day, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023 at the Minnesota State Capitol. You can sign up on Howling for Wolves event page. Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generation.
Ooh, you did that really good. Hey, You know, that was a nice segment, nice show today. I just have to say, it's fun how small Indian country is, Ogama, because Trish Cook is the person that is going kind of on these shows with Rob and Rob Fairbanks, the Red Res reporter. Trish's Cook, brother I worked with at Harding High School. He was an art teacher he's still there. So he's been an art teacher there for 30 years. And, you know, just a small world here in Indian country.
It always is. And, you know, I get a kick out of it, too. I've been following John Roberts, who's a member of my tribe at Red Lake Nation, and his production. I think it's 94 Warriors Productions. And they're a media company, and they do a lot to update on what's happening with this Indian Way comedy. And also, you know, picking up following Trish, too, now. So I'm really excited to see so much humor and so much joy that's brought to our communities by these folks. And, you know, to know people by association is always exciting, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's, again, glass ceilings being broken down. You know, I was talking earlier today on another call with I'll just say it, Deanna Standing Cloud, and there's a glass ceiling right there. You know, she's a powwow, MC, and usually that's a male person doing that. And so all these things that are staying the same but yet changing in a good way and getting more modernized but in a good way, you know, comedy. Wendy's reading a book. She's in a book club about Native American comedians, and it's well written, and I can't think of the name right now. I could look it up real quick as we're talking, but it's an amazing book for one thing. The author, who is white, he goes into the history, in the history that was going on, like, you know, with Hill and where he came from, and you know, just those things. It talks about the 1491ers. It talks about all the comedians that have come up in the first one, you know. And so we're still breaking down the door here as Native Americans, and it's good to see these three go together and work these comedy shows.
Yeah, and you know, to see that so many places in the Twin Cities and beyond are interested in booking comedians who are Indian or Native and talk about Native humor, not just comedians who happen to be Native, but comedians who are out there sharing Native humor is totally, it's like a different level of joy that's brought, and pride, I think, in Native humor and Native culture, in the same way, you know, with Reservation Dogs. There's a lot of people who watch Reservation Dogs who laugh, and those jokes are longtime jokes within the Indian community. And for people of the non-Indian community to be enjoying those jokes as well, I think it really like affirms our humanity as people. And that is something that's really desperately needed when we talk about advancing Native peoples and cultures and treaty rights and, you know, basically just working our way to being seen as human beings again in the eyes of the U.S. government. That comedy and television really have such a powerful force in that.
Hey, I want to read a little bit about the book, if you don't mind. It's called We Had a Little Real Estate Problem, and it's from Clip Nursoff, the Human Encyclopedia of Comedy, comes this important and underappreciated story of Native Americans' comedy. It is one of the most reliable jokes in Charlie Hill's stand-up routines. My people are from Wisconsin. We used to be from New York. We had a little real estate problem. And that's where the name of the book comes from. But it's an account that begins in the 1880s when Native Americans were forced to tour the Wild West show as an alternate. It was an alternative to prison. And so it breaks down a lot of really good history stuff that people don't know. And there's a couple things that I read that I went, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite quotes is actually from a member of the 1491s, Ryan Redcorn, who's Osage. He said that and I can't remember the quote directly, but he basically says that the way that Native history is taught, it dictates that Indians are supposed to be sad. And you would think that they would be, you know, because of all of the historical things, but that's not true. And that's not how the community is. And there's a lot of laughter and a lot of joy. That's a huge part of Native culture. And when people are learning about Native culture, that's not something they learn. You know, they really think this narrative of Indians is that we're supposed to be sad or angry, you know, and to change that narrative with humor is really important.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, I don't know someone your age, but I know one of the greatest satires of the first half of the 19th century was Will Rogers. And Will Rogers was a Cherokee Indian. And they don't talk a lot about that. But he was one of the most beloved kind of humorists talking about social issues of his time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and again, like I was saying, you know, Will Rogers, it's not something that they talked about with him being Cherokee, right?
Right.
But when you have these comedians who are given space and respect and bring joy for sharing specifically humor about being a Native person in the current cultural climate, which is going to be humor about social justice issues a lot of the time anyway, then that is just, it's a whole nother level of advancement for Native people. And it's really important work that they're doing. Although, you know, there's that running joke that, you know, heaven forbid your child becomes a comedian, right? You know, they always think that comedian's the black sheep of the family. There's that ongoing joke.
Well, you know, students used to tell me that I should be a comedian. And I said, well, I am. I'm a teacher that I get paid, you know, in healthcare, and I'm in front of my class every day, so I kind of am a comedian, so I get paid pretty well, too. So that was part of my comedian routine as a teacher for 30 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a teacher, you're, right? Everybody knows you're not getting adequate pay or benefits or any of those things. So that's definitely kudos to you for the joke there, because you know, that's, again, another social justice issue that we could talk about for hours, right, Robert?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with humor, there's healing. And we, as Native Americans, are always humorous. And, you know, at first you get kind of people, our Natives are making fun of you and things like that. That really, really means that they like you. If they ignore you, that's when you have to look out. When they're making fun of you and you're taking it and things like that, that's part, it's weird to say, but it's part of our culture.
It is. And I have to explain that sometimes to my non-Native friends. I remember explaining that a lot in high school. If we don't poke a little fun at you, if we don't make jokes around you, if we're really polite all the time, we really don't like you. So try not to get your feelings hurt, you know?
Right. Hey, so everybody out there, be safe. It's really cold here in Minnesota, and the wind's going to be whipping around. So if you don't have to travel, don't travel. And keep, you know, maybe go to iTunes and listen to some past shows of Native Roots Radio or something, or some crime thing. But stay safe out there. If you're listening.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.